I figured this would be a decent time to talk about a fear of mine, and I think that'll branch off into maybe a second fear that it's been unlocked recently. So that's fun. Being locked in, or locked-in syndrome, as it's sometimes called, basically, it could be like adjacent to a coma. There's a spectrum of what being locked in is, and I'm not a medical professional, but from the research that I've done, which is very light, and from the stories that I've heard, etc., basically, you are in a state wherein you cannot move. Sometimes you have eye function, which you can communicate with, which is great. But other times, if you do not have eye function, it basically looks like you are in a comatose state, and that it, because you, I mean, they can measure brain activity, right? But so it differs from a coma in the fact that your brain activity would be, you're just asleep, you know what I mean? Like in a coma, you're basically asleep for an incredibly long time, if not forever, right? So, or sometimes someone makes a choice to shorten that amount of time. Anyway, so being locked in, you are conscious. You are aware. You are all there. You are, your brain is working. You, if your eyes are open, I guess you are able to see. You may not be able to move your eyes or anything else or any other part of your body. And thus, you may not be able to communicate that you are actually present inside your brainium. So, that's really scary to me because, I don't know, I was listening to a podcast years ago now where they were talking about it, and this dude was just like, man, like, I was there. I was present. I was in my bed having to listen to my mother talk about pulling the plug. Talk about how it's been, you know, 2 years and whatever, and I just don't want to see my son this way, and like, and I think we just need to say that this is, that's it. Like, we don't know if he's ever going to come out of this. There's no, like, research that suggests that, oh yeah, you know, 2.5 years and then he'll come out. Like, so having to listen to that, having to listen to your family or your partner or people, even the doctors, just discuss effectively killing you, and you can't tell them, no, I'm here. I'm here, but I can't get out. You're locked in, right? That's where that whole thing comes from. It's like, you're mentally locked into your brain without being able to communicate to anyone that you are actually present and you were there. Now, if you had eye movement, at least you could communicate, and you know that maybe you will get out of being locked in, or maybe you just try to live a life like that, which is what some people do, right? Where you can communicate through eye movement, and there's like technology that can assist you with communication in that form. But being locked into me, like the extreme, you know, extreme edition of being locked in the sense that like I cannot communicate and someone does not know that I'm there mentally, cognitive, and like able and aware, alert, that freaks me out. I don't like that. I don't like thinking about that. And it's just like, it's one of those things that it's like, feels like a fate worse than death, because I think for me, part of it, and I guess I'm just discovering this now, like, is just that, like, you'd have to create your own meaning, and how do you do that? Like, you can't listen to music, you can't read a book, you can't, because you can't tell anyone that you're conscious. You can't do anything other than be awake during the times you're awake and alert and aware and just like take in your surroundings and just being able to listen to noises and hope you get out of it one day, or just every day you try to wiggle a toe type of situation until you can, and like you just put all your effort into that one thing, and sometimes that works out for you and sometimes it doesn't. Like, it just sounds like a really just, like, I don't even know. Like, it sounds like a horrible place to be. it sounds like a not fun thing. I think that maybe I'll save that other fear for another conversation. As I am reaching my destination sooner than I thought. But yeah, so I don't know how I would deal with that. I really don't. I think I'd have to just like get down to work and try to like every day just like try to like wiggle fingers, wiggle toes, do something, try to make my brain work, try to get it firing again in the right way, and like I don't know, but I might just be depressed. I might just like I don't know. Again, you've got moments every day of anxiety and desperation, and at some point you would have to like I don't know, like how do you, because even that, like being locked in and being anxious, and one of those tools for like combating anxiety, so much of it has to do with like your nervous system and like resetting things, and like whether you're doing that through cold water or physical activity or something. But like to logic your way out of anxiety isn't very successful usually. And also like what are you supposed to do? You know, like what are you supposed to do when you're locked in? How do you, if you're also anxious about being locked in, if every time someone comes in the room and they start having a discussion, or you're just like trying to reach out to them and communicate and say, I'm here, and you can't, like that'd be heartbreakingly sad. And like, I don't know how I would not get just depressed. But like, I think one of the biggest reasons that's scary to me is that I have a really hard time with no stimulation. It's like being in an MRI for a really long time where you can't do anything, which I've talked about before because that happened. It's like the lack of stimulation that is a problem for me. Because, I mean, I'm just there in my head and that's it. And like, that's just like not... I don't know. I'm already in that place enough. So, like, to just, yeah, I don't know how to exist like that. Like, it's a scary place. And it's not like, oh, being in my head's a scary place. I mean, like, yeah, it is. But also, I can do that for a certain amount of time because I know that I can get out. So it's claustrophobic. It's like, there's no stimulation. And I feel like I feel trapped. I feel like I can't do anything. Like, there's nothing to focus on other than myself. I do that enough, thanks. So, just a weird place to be. That lack of stimulation. Like, being bored is the worst thing in the world. And I'm like, I feel like I'm almost never bored because I have ability to just do different things and choose what I want to do and whatever. But being locked in, yeah, it's no good. Not a fan of the concept. That's probably my worst fear. Now I've got a second one that I'll tell you about some other time. But if you know any more information about locked-in syndrome that you'd like to share, or you want to talk about your worst fears or whatever, you can communicate those things. I'm going to get gas right now. So that's what I'm doing. But enjoy your day. If you didn't know about locked-in syndrome and you've got a new fear unlocked, you're welcome.